Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
And it's a rainy day. Big surprise. Rain's good. Cleans up everything. Makes things grow. So that's all good. Yay, Friars! We're in the playoffs. All right. We won last week. 11-9. Against a much healthier team. Healthier is my way of saying they were young. And now that I'm going to be playing Friars, or music by Friars. And we want to get that going. We got a lot of very, very talented Friars, as a matter of fact. Jenna Esposito, for one, you could check her out at www.jennaesposito.com. And she's a lot of fun and a great singer, and not to mention a terrific softball player. So let's hear it for Jen. One,
two, three. Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right?
Was my first real love.
sung by Mike Rockett, and it's called Jersey Shore. And if you go to Mike Rockett on Facebook, you can vote for his song. Okay. Cooking there. The Steve Mendoza Show on BTR Radio. Also announced Betty Jo Tucker. And let's see, on August 13th, three noted film critics drop by Movie Attic headquarters to sound off about hits and misses among films released this summer. Mac Bates, Nell Minow, and A.J. Hockery. Bates is an award-winning staff blogger from Milwaukee Magazine and Film, and Minow, the famous movie mom. Okay, and A.J. Hockery, of course, the mad movie man. He's contributed a lot. He's a great read there. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Vicky Chats has just logged in. Woohoo! Let's give a big Chilliwack cheer for that. Club in my Wamedy show. Terrific, terrific. Vicki Chats is in the house. Hello, Vicki. Good to have you here. George Bettinger is very busy, but I'm going to plug him anyway. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Check it out on Facebook to follow their feed. Oh, boy, who do we have here? I have a little Bob Greenberg comedy. I think that's a good idea.
Here we come. Bob Greenberg!
Let's hear it for the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. And you know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. even as a kid, I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first store, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
Oh, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Try it again. Teresa, how about a tag? So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walk right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same as Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same as I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch? Are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself? Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down. Wrap what up? I said it'd be a free sale. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. Two impressions. First is my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Say to Sigurd Roy, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for, me. Me, yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it, one's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so, he's sweet. He says, look at that, you know, it's a man thing, but it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3 second rule. Still good. Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na 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 na. Oh yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hate it. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She
doesn't. Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back! Put those rolls back! Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! No, not that one. I don't have time for this kind of house. What I'm saying, so stop! Mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches. I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby, Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know. this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? Do you want to try something else, Chris, that other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
Okay,
feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I won't dream of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Suspense them to a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think, yeah, I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Hey, thank you, Steve Mendoza, from the Steve Mendoza Show. And Vicky Chats, when's your show on? Hey, let's see, a plug for my friend Julia Scotti. She'll be at the Comedy Cove in Springfield. She didn't say which Springfield. I'm assuming it's Illinois. And the Tropicana the week after that. So you can see comedian Julia Scotti there. You can also Facebook her, and I'm sure that she's putting where she's performing next. What can I say? Let's see. I like this song by Rena Strober. I'm featuring Friars today. Here's another Friar, Rena Strober.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole land. And chill and
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling
on RenaStrober.com. Well, there we go. It's only 60 seconds left, and I want to thank Vicki Chats for being in the room and my good buddy, funny man, always cooking up something crazy on his show, the Steve Mendoza Show on Blog Talk Radio, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and George Bettinger in the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio, the Mom and Pop Shop. Also, if you're in the New York City vicinity, you can watch my show, the Nancy Lombardo Shows, on channels Time Warner 56, RCN 83, and Fios 34. If not, New York time, you can watch the show at www.mnn. That's mynancynancy.org. The Nancy Lombardo Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again. Big kiss. Bye-bye.